Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's Big Ticket, Variety and iHeart's movie podcast. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. Today, I've got one of the world's biggest superstars and someone I've known for a very long time. Everybody, I've got Jennifer Lopez. I sat down with Jennifer at New York's Museum of Modern Art just before a screening of Hustlers. You may have heard of that little movie J-Lo is in. You know, the one that's made $150 million at the box office and could be the film that earns Jennifer her first Oscar nomination. We sat down and talked, of course, about all that Oscar buzz, but she also broke some news with me about possibly directing her first film. Also, she told me about watching Selena for the first time with her daughter and why we won't be seeing her in Steven Spielberg's remake of West Side Story. I'll have that and a whole lot more from J-Lo after the break. Stick around. Welcome back to The Big Ticket. Now here's Jennifer Lopez. Girl from the Bronx at MoMA.
Oh, yeah.
Did you used to come to this museum as a kid? I don't think I did MoMA. We did like the Empire State Building once, I think.
Yeah.
Bronx
yeah.
Zoo.
I've come here a few times.
Yeah. So, Hustlers premiered when? Back in
September
Toronto?
September 13 in Toronto.
What? Tell me about this journey.
Crazy. It's been crazy. I mean, from the minute, you know, it came out that night, just having all the girls there, which was such a... Were you there at Toronto?
I was there.
So you saw, like, we had the whole rollout there that night. It was every girl in the who was in the movie, and then all our women producers and our women director, writer. And it was just... It was such a special night. Like, you could just feel an electricity in the air that night. And it was the first time I saw the finished product with all the bells and whistles and all the color correcting and all the and I was just like, wow, this is moving. Yeah, because I'm super hypercritical about everything.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, smooth transition. Oh, okay. That worked perfect. Wow. Oh, they're laughing at you know, I mean, I'm just like looking at it and obviously terrified when I came out to dance. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. All right, what's this gonna be like? But that night just set it off in such a beautiful way. And then that audience that night and how the film was received the next morning, and it was just, it's just been a whirlwind since then.
So tell me about looking up. That's a big screen in Toronto.
Yeah.
You're dancing on that screen. And do you close your eyes? Do you look away?
I didn't. I had to watch it. It was like a train wreck. Like I was like, you know, or like a car accident. You really can't stop looking. And but it was beautiful. And I was happy because I'm able to now. When I was younger, I would get so nervous watching my movies, and now I'm able to kind of remove myself a little bit.
How did you do that?
I don't know. You just you're like watching a different person. It's like, okay, that's Ramona, that's not me. And the first time I saw one of the earlier cuts, I was like, really like, oh my God, this character's crazy, and these women are really bad, and
right.
Like, dude, this is a terrible thing. And so that was hard. But then by the time I got to the premiere, I was prepared, and I'm able to kind of sit there and really look at it like through everybody else's eyes. And it was exciting. It was really exciting.
Did you ever have any inkling this is going to go on to $150 million?
No. I thought we thought it would do well.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, every project you sign on to, you think, this could be great. This is special. This character's special.
But sometimes you know when you're making it, you're like, this isn't going to work.
Sometimes, but you keep hoping all the way through.
Right.
You know, like, is this special? But then there's things that feel more special. And Hustlers always felt more special, even from the first announcement of it.
Mm-hmm.
People were interested in it. And then as we announced the cast... And who else we were adding. Like, then when they heard I was doing it, they were excited. Then they heard that Constance was doing it, and then this person, and that person, and that person, and Cardi, and Lizzo, and all the other girls that were in, and Kiki, and Lily, and it was like, it wouldn't stop, and it just kind of gained this heat and momentum. And then as we were shooting it, it was only 29 days, so there was everything we did was exciting.
Wow,
it felt.
29 days.
Yeah, 29 days.
So why didn't you do a song with Lizzo or Cardi B?
You know, it was so fast. It was so fast. Like, we didn't even have time. Usually there's time where you see it and then you go, maybe we'll go make a record. And then you kick it around for 3 or 4 weeks. There was no time. Literally, before we finished filming, Adam announced to us, to the producers, he was like, we're going to release this on September. We're going to, you know, in September. And we were like, what? It's April. And he was like, yeah, we're going to, it has heat and I can feel it. And his just kind of marketing, you know, experience and genius, he was just like, no, we're going to put it out right away.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. And so the post was very quick. You know, she was working on it till the week before it opened, or a few days before it opened. We debuted it in Toronto.
So when you hear Oscar buzz.
Yeah.
So does someone text you the first headline that comes out? Yeah. Are you on Google Alerts?
Right. No. Honestly, I just thought we had a nice premiere the night before and everybody liked it. And then the reviews started coming out by the time we were at the party.
Right.
And they were like, oh, they like it. It was like that thing. And then in the morning, Elaine called me and they were like sending things to my phone. And I was getting ready for the whole nother day of press there in Toronto. And I think I put this on my YouTube channel where it was a whole episode about the Toronto Film Festival and how the next morning she calls me and she's like, baby. Baby, they're saying you're going to get nominated for an Oscar. And I was like, what? And we just both started crying. And I was like, we did it. She was like, you did it. We did it. Oh, my God. Oh, my, what's happening? Is this happening? And so, you know, we just been trying to take it in stride since
then.
And now
the nominations have been coming in, though.
I know. Well, a couple of things, yes. And we're super excited. Like, listen, man, I've worked in this business a long time. And I worked really hard. And it's always about that I love it. I don't do it for that. Mm-hmm. Or else I would have stopped a long time ago, right? I think the last time I was nominated for a Golden Globe was for Selena, you know, for Best Actress. And I, obviously that's not why I'm in the game. I'm in the game because this is what I do. This is what I love. I'm an entertainer. I'm an actress first and a singer and a dancer and a
clothing
producer
designer and perfume maker.
No, but first I'm an artist. Right. First I'm an artist. And I've always said that when people are like, oh, you do this and this and this. I say, yeah, I do that because I get the opportunity to do that because I do this.
Right.
And this is where my heart is and this is where my passion lies. And all that other stuff is fun. But this is the thing for me. And I do it like for free. Like I said, I did Hustlers for no money.
Right.
And I produced it and thought this could be a great movie. And you know what? If it wins, I win.
Mm.
And so you put your heart and soul into it and then you see what happens. And when something like this happens, you're like, yay, okay, it went well.
Are you ever flipping through the channels and come across Selena?
Yes.
And do you watch it?
We watched Selena, actually showed Selena to my daughter a couple of weekends ago. We were in New York.
It was the first time seeing it.
Yes, we were with Uncle Benny. And Uncle Benny goes, I want to see Selena. And then he says to Emmy, his goddaughter, says, it's, you know, have you ever seen Mommy in this movie called Selena? And my niece, Lucy, and they were like, no. And she was like, I think so. And I was like, I don't think you have. I said, anyway, at the end of it, this is about a singer who passed away. And blah, blah, blah. And she was like, okay. And she watched it and when we watch it, we're like, wow. You know, it was there was an intensity there that I always had that I didn't realize I had. You know what I mean? It was just a natural thing. And it was funny to watch that now with everything that's happening and what happened then, too.
So how do you do in all of this? How do you prepare for a Super Bowl?
I know.
Because next week it's all about the SNL, right?
Right.
So when are you going to a soundstage to do anything for the Super
We
Bowl.
Start rehearsing. I go back to, I live in Miami with my kids and Alex, and we'll rehearse there for a few weeks, and then we'll take a little Christmas vacation, and then we'll have another 4 weeks before the Super Bowl in January.
And is it going to be your greatest hits?
It's going to be, you know, it's so funny because I watched every Super Bowl in preparation.
Right.
Halftime show, and what I realize is that everybody does it differently. You know, when Prince is one of my favorites, halftime shows, and his was very pared down. It was him and two dancers and a couple of band members, and he did one or two of his songs, but then he did, you know, one of the, what's his name, David Grohl songs. Mm-hmm. Like, he just, you know, it was just like, he just did whatever, and then, like, you two did one song or two songs only, and then some people do a whole medley, like Diana Ross did all of
some
these things.
Fly out of the sky.
So, yeah, Gaga and Beyonce are, like, you know, big, huge productions, and I think mines will, Madonna as well, like, I think mines will fly somewhere in between all of those. And again, I only have half the time because I'm doing it with Shakira, right. and it's like Miami 100th anniversary. It's a different type of Super Bowl halftime right. show. So, you know, we don't have as much time as they had, but it's actually kind of perfect because you're right. When am I going to have time to do a whole Super Bowl halftime show right now? So it's perfect timing. And I don't think I could have done the whole thing right now, but everything works out as it should. And, you know, mine will be a mix, I think.
How many costume changes are you going to do?
As many as I can fit in. You know me. I'm going to do as many as I can.
Do your kids get it? You're going to do the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, they're excited about that. All the kids, Alex's kids and my kids, you know, our kids. They're like, oh, my God. And it's in Miami, you know, their hometown.
Right. And your daughter could sing. We know your daughter could sing.
Yeah, you never
There's
know.
That video.
You never know.
Oh, so the daughter's coming on.
No, I don't know. It's a big stage to put her out on. I don't know. Like, she would have to do one of the things where she begs me. You know what I mean? Because I would be afraid to kind of, she would have to be so
confident. Are you afraid
she
wants to be in the business?
No.
No.
No, I'm not afraid she wants to be in the business. Honestly, she has, you know, her head on so straight.
That's great.
Which is, it's like she's everything I want to be, my daughter. Because she's so okay on her own. You know, and I raised them that way. I wanted her to be different than me,
yeah.
you know, as opposed to like the hopeless romantic who's waiting for somebody to save her. I want her to be like, I'm always okay on my own. And anybody who comes into my life has to be additive. And, you know, mm-hmm. I just want her, and she is that. And she's only 11.
Are you still the hopeless romantic?
I think I am in a sense.
But I don't think anyone needs to save you.
No. No. Well, that I figured out. But it took time.
Yeah.
But it took time. I mean, we all have our journey in that way. And that for sure was part of mine.
Right now, we're going to take another quick commercial break. But when we come back, Jennifer drops some major news about possibly directing her first movie. And then, does J-Lo have her eyes on Broadway? Stick around to find out. Welcome back to The Big Ticket. Here's more of Jennifer Lopez. So you told me in Toronto on the carpet. Was it Toronto, I think, on the carpet? I can't even remember now. Or maybe, no, it was at Governor's Awards about directing, that you want to direct.
Yeah.
And that there's a couple of things simmering. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing in stone right now. You know, next year I don't have anything on the books. There's a couple of projects we're talking about doing. Some fun movies, some more intense movies like the Griselda Blanco story. Mm-hmm. That's one that I'm really thinking about maybe, you know, directing. But again, I would need to have so much time to do that. It's going to be a timing thing. Like, not, I would have to like clear the decks.
Yeah.
I could. And it's just when the right time for that is.
Did you always think of yourself as a director? I mean, you direct.
Yeah. Music videos.
Right.
I direct my own shows, you know, and I am the sole voice in all of those things. And I make all the decisions and everybody, you know, I got a great team that I work with. I can't do anything by myself. You know, you need all these people. And movies are very much the same way. You assemble an amazing team around you, and then you have this vision for what you want it to be.
But if you do the movie, that's an intense movie. That's not...
You have to really have a how you want to tell that story. Because much like Hustlers, where you're telling the story of women that's not been told,
right?
In any, you've never seen, you know, women being the good fellas like you did in this movie. And I think that's why people responded to it. It's like it's never been told from the woman's point of view in a club like that.
Right.
It's always the men, and they're always kind of the background boobs, you know what I mean, and butts. And this was a whole different thing. And I think Griselda Blanco is very much the same thing, where you get to see women being the badasses, you get to see them being ruthless, you get to see them being bad, but you also get to see that there's two sides to them. We always get to see that for men.
Right.
You know, even when you're watching like a Goodfellas or a Boogie Nights or anything, you see both sides of the people, of the men. But you don't see it for the women. Women are always kind of very one note. And in this movie, I think it wasn't like that. And I think with Griselda, you would get a super heavy dose of what a woman is capable of on a very ugly side. And so that would be interesting for people because it's not been done, but also scary. intense for an actress and very delicate subject matter for a director. So I just feel like, again, it's an intense project that I have to be ready to really go into.
And what about Broadway?
Broadway?
Yes. You could sing, you could dance. Broadway.
Yeah. You know, this has been one of Benny's big dreams for me, is to do like a one-woman show, something like what Bruce Springsteen did. He always had the idea of me doing my music and telling my story and doing something like that. And I got to tell you, it's something that I'm, you know, might want to do at some point. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work, you know. And I actually went to see Bruce. I went to see Bruce when he did it, and he was supposed to only do it. He only signed on for 6 months, and then he wound up re-upping it and actually really enjoying it. And so that was encouraging. But, you know, obviously my show would be very different. I'm not going to stand there with the guitar, and I'd be like dancing my butt off, and it would be like a whole different thing. So I don't know if I would be re-upping.
What's the one movie you could watch over and over again and you never get bored?
So many. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I love West Side Story.
Why do you love it?
It was the first musical that my mom made me watch, and I so identified it because there was Puerto Ricans in it. Mm-hmm. And even though they were gang members and everything, but they were still dancing around.
Still dancing. That was
and
not
they were
fighting.
Cute, and they were like funny, and it was great. And, you know, it was a whitewashed version of it, but it was a musical, and I fell in love with musicals. But that's what really made me want to sing and dance and act, not just be an actress or not just be an artist, a singer, or just a dancer. I knew that there was the whole thing out there because of that movie, and I could watch it. I actually tried to watch it this weekend with the kids, and we just didn't have time. They were like, when are we going to watch West Side Story?
Did anyone approach you about being in the remake?
No, I think I'm past that moment. I mean, they're teenagers,
the
kids.
But you could be in the... I'm not saying that you're Maria, but you could be in the background. You just
I would only
by.
Want to be Anita, okay? So I don't care if they approach me to be the mom. I'm not... In West Side Story, I would not do it. Only if they would have offered me Anita when I have done it.
Is there anybody out there who you still want to make music with? Who are you listening to right now?
What am I listening to right now? You know, I'm always listening to a lot of rap. I'm just like a hip hop girl at heart. It's what kind of like my inner beat is that, I guess, from just growing up in the Bronx. And that's what I love. My kids, I think, always are like laughing at me now as they get a little bit older. And they like are into all this kind of like indie rock music and pop and like YouTubers who are like playing on their guitars, and I'm like listening to the baby and to like Travis Scott, and like they're like, what? And I know all those songs, and they're like, whatever.
Jennifer, you're amazing.
Thank you.
I'm gonna see you tomorrow night. Got
yes.
some awards.
Yes.
See you at the Independent Spirit Awards.
Yes.
Probably see you at the Golden Globes, and probably see you at the Oscar. Aww. What else is there left? I think that's pretty good.
I'll be happy with that.
You're amazing.
I will be happy with that.
Thank you again.
Thank you. It's good to see you.
Thanks for listening to today's Big Ticket. I have another episode for you tomorrow. Come back for my chat with Oscar winner Ms. Charlize Theron. She's opening up about her early days in Hollywood and confronting a Hollywood producer 8 years after he came onto her during a business meeting. I'll have that and a whole lot more tomorrow. See you later.